Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. It's wonderful to be alive this morning and to be able to give God praise. You know, that's why he really made us, that we might be able to give him praise and adoration. Oh, my God. We are so privileged to be able to come before you and to thank God for what he's done. This is a wonderful day. I want to just welcome all of you to the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. This is a line where people have defied the enemy and said, no, we're no longer going to be separated. We're coming together for divided we fall, but together we stand. And they are coming from all denominations, every denomination, every church affiliation, and from every background and every walk of life, to join hands together to pray. And they're joining hands together, not only to pray, but to praise the Lord. We believe that when blessings, praises go up, brother, blessings do come down. And we give him glory. We believe that you can praise your way to a miracle. This is a new awakening. It is a spiritual shift from the give me, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me approach to the thank you approach. We just come to God, and many times we're saying, Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We just came to thank you. And you know what? Before we call, many times, he will answer. And while we're yet speaking, he will hear us, and we just thank him for it. All right, somebody's doing the line. They don't know that when you're right by the phone, you need to be still. Amen. You need to be still. If you want to move like you're moving, press *6. *6, and that will meet your line. And, you know, we ask that you don't put your phone on speakerphone. If you want to do that, press *6, and you can hear it on speakerphone. But you'll mute the line, and you won't cause any feedback. We love you, darlings. I'm just giving you some instruction. Thank you. Let's have a word of prayer. And if you belong to a church, you know when people pray, you've been praying that you reverence God and you be still. Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings. We appreciate everything that you've done for us. We ask for forgiveness for every sin of omission, sin of commission. God, we ask that you would look on this prayer line, touch every person who has taken our time, Lord, to be on the prayer line this morning. Bless them. Leave the same way they've come. We bind the enemy and we cast them out in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're going to do, and for what you are doing right now. We praise you and give you adoration. Every person who's on the line, bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless their family. I've been praying to you, asking you to shake the chuck tree. Some people never heard of that. You did give it to me. But I'm asking you, Lord, to let it be visible in their lives now. Shake that chuck tree and send financial blessings to people because they're hurting so in this day and time. You're the richest person on the face of this earth, and I know you don't want your children to suffer, especially, Lord, those who've come to worship you and to adore you. We're asking that you bless them. Make a way out of no way. Supply their every need. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Now, bless the prayer line today, and Holy Ghost, we surrender this prayer line to you, asking you to take over, take complete control, and do a miracle work among us in Jesus' name. Now bind the enemy who comes to bring confusion. Bind the devil that comes to cast down. Instead, we cast him down.
This conference is being recorded.
We cast the enemy down and cast him out. And we ask that you let the resurrection blood of Jesus get on him. Make him bow down and worship Jesus as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for it. Bless our holy name, your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying and we're asking that for the glory of God. We pray properly. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you this morning. I want you all to wake up, and I don't want to just disturb you too much, but we want you to be awake so you can hear the blessings of the Lord going forth. Amen. So good morning to you. Are y'all awake?
Good morning.
To you. Come on, give me that fresh good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
There you go. Good morning. God bless you. Bless everybody who hears me. Let's speak to the Lord. He's in the room. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's been mighty good to y'all. Yes. Many times I've gone to see people in the hospital, and I've realized more than ever that the Lord has been mighty, mighty good. You've been blessed to even be able to move this morning and to be able to move your feet and legs and move your hands. And you've been able to. Some of y'all have probably gotten some coffee by now, some of you. Listen, the Lord has been mighty good to you. You got eyes to see. You woke up and you opened your eyes and you could see. If you could go to that deaf school and see so many people who can't see, you would worship the Lord even more. Some of y'all need to be able to go overseas and see people starving to death. Do you know that in India right now, which is a different time, they got people dying all over India. And many times, when they die, they'll throw them right over on the side of the road in the ditch. And yet, here you are alive. You just don't know. You just don't know how blessed you are. And to be able to give God praise is a wonderful, wonderful privilege. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line. And let's do a praise check and see what level you got this morning. If God has been good to you, you owe him a praise. Amen. When I say praise check, you don't have to wait 2 or 3 seconds. You can just come right in and give us your praise, and couple with mine and so many other will be giving praise. Amen. Let's do it right now. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for what you've done for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for how you helped us. Thank you for how you kept us. Thank you for how you brought us.
Thank
you for how you taught us. Thank you for new
things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for new horizons.
Thank you.
For new days.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Father.
So good, so kind, so thank wonderful. We just praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Somebody hadn't thanked him yet. Come on, thank him. In the name of Jesus, give him glory. Give him praise. Give him adoration. We praise him. We praise you, Lord, for all you've done. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. God is so good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is wonderful, wonderful. You hear praise at this time of morning. It's normally this time of night, 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night. But thank God for you and you. I want to thank God that we had a phenomenal time on the blog line last night. Amen. I believe Master-elect Latanya Williams led the way, and Master-elect Missionary Hendrick helped her, and Master-elect Sister Thelma Rush helped last night. It was wonderful. Amen. Y'all got to get on there and help us give God 1,000 thank yous. Amen. It is beautiful. Tonight we'll be back again on the blog at 9 o'clock. Amen. The blog is 9. So we have the morning, you might say the morning glory, the morning glow at 6 o'clock. And then we have the nighttime program at 9 o'clock. Both are a great blessing to you and a great blessing to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to open up the prayer line this morning for praises. We haven't had praise reports in a while. so many things have been going on. My God, I'll hold my praise report. And ladies first, men first, God bless you. Let me see. Somebody want to get the praise reports? If you do, why don't we have willing workers? Amen, willing workers. One of the ambassadors elect are ambassadors. Anybody can get the praise reports. You just give yours and ask for others. That's all you simply do. Anyone else have a praise report? All right, anyone want to get it this morning? I'll pause for a moment. If you do, just jump in there and say, me, Pastor. I'll do it. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is 816. Uh-huh. Charlotte Gray.
Good morning.
Ambassador-elect
Charlotte Gray. That's wonderful. Willing workers. God bless you. All right, go ahead and take it. The Lord bless you.
Good morning, everybody. It's a magnificent Monday. I'm glad about. I am thankful. Ambassador Chief Johnson was going down the list on our eyes being open, legs being able to move, arms. I am grateful this morning, very grateful. That is my praise for today. I am still standing. I am thanking God for his will and his mercy. I am thanking God for his compassionate grace that he has upon the Gray family, his extended overdue. Is there anyone else that can join me in, or can I just keep going on? I'm so grateful this morning. No matter where I am in my life, I am grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Just go ahead and jump on in as we always get the instruction. Thanking God is a blessing. Is there anyone that has a prayer this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Wilson this morning. My voice is scratchy, but anyway, I thank God for life today. Thank him for being in the land of the living. It's so much is going on until, you know, when I wake up, I thank God because I'm yet alive. When I leave home and come back, I still thank him because I didn't have no accident and I was yet close and in my right mind. On Saturday, I thank God for how the funeral went out, and thank God for y'all prayers. Excuse my voice. Praying for the family and also for my strength. But while we were there, I guess the funeral was dismissed and a tractor trailer hit a car and carried it all out in the bean field. It's about a mile. And it killed three people. You know, I'm so glad that we wasn't in that. But it was really terrible. The car just looked like the truck just mashed it up. But God is good. And we was able to make it to the funeral, to the burial. And they called and told us about the bad accident because on our way home, we had to come right through there. But God is good. And I just want you to continue to lift us up in prayer and I, because God is on the throne, and he knows what's going on, and I'm just praying and looking to him. Pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? That was beautiful, Mother Wilson. I love to hear your voice. So encouraging. Is there anyone else that can follow that with their praise report? Please go ahead and jump in.
Thank the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for in 2013, my son had a real bad seizure, and God blessed him. He really had to go on a ventilator, but God blessed him. And in 14, my daughter had an aneurysm, and God blessed her and took her through that surgery, and she's doing well. They're both doing well. And I thank and praise God for I called the prayer line about my niece, Charlene Brown, because she was addicted, and God has blessed her. And she's been clean now for a while, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank him for all of his goodness. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you, Mother Dixie. So encouraging. Thank God for the mothers on this line. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request? Please make it known. Here's your opportunity.
Well, I can jump in there. Unless somebody else. Go ahead, Mother.
Hey, look, listen again. With the prayer request, you say, I have some nieces, and they are very, very needing much prayer. They have diabetes, and one of them has it's so bad until I is getting bad, and they want said she may go blind in college. I mean, she's not in college. She's teaching at college. They are twins. And the other one having neuropathy, and I don't know what all wrong with her, but I know God is able to deliver them both, and just pray for the mother and all the rest of the family, the Thigman family. Kathleen, and Kathleen is a twin, and the mother's name is Effie. So be praying for them.
I did write those down, Mother, but we're just doing the, if I said prayer request, I'm sorry. We're just still doing the prayer report right now, but I did write those down. So we can come back at the proper time to get those, someone to pray for those or myself. Is that okay? Okay.
Yes, God bless
you. Go ahead, Ambassador Chief Johnson.
Oh, my God. We had such a time at Amazing Grace on yesterday. We had... right in the middle of my service, the Lord had moved on my heart to do an elevation yesterday of two special ladies who are prophetess, actually. And on yesterday, we had a lady who had flown in from Los Angeles, California. Amazing Grace is the blessing house. And they allowed me to bless two ladies all the way from California, Sister Betty Jean Baker, and all the prophetess now, Prophetess Betty Jean Baker, and also Prophetess Williams, amen, Vanessa Marie Williams. And right in the middle of our service yesterday, our church afforded me the opportunity to do a ceremony to elevate these two precious, precious women to the office of prophetess. And we had such a great time. And I preached this message, look what the Lord has done. Look what he has done. And that's what all of us ought to do. We ought to pay special attention to what God has done in our lives. And I preached that thing until I got happy myself. Look what the Lord has done. Told him my testimony about how I had asthma, couldn't breathe correctly. And the Lord, while I was doing only what you do, for Christ will last, and also Amazing Grace, the Holy Ghost came in the room and touched me. And I said, look what the Lord has done. Then I gave him the testimony about a young lady who was at the hospital, and while I was sitting next to her, she died, amen, went into cold blue rapid response. And they rushed in the room, and 12 doctors and nurses filled up the room. And I was outside pleading the blood of Jesus and asking God to rebuke death. I was rebuking death and asking God to give a miracle. Then when they came back out and said, we got him back, I said, look what the Lord has done. Some of y'all on the line, in fact, all of you on the line, if you look back over your shoulder, you'll be able to say, look what the Lord has done. And we preached that sermon yesterday, and afterwards, seven people, seven, God's number, God's precious number, seven came and joined the church on yesterday. We had such a phenomenal time, house packed, and God just blessed in such a great, 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 great and glorious way. I want to hear what happened to many of you. You got a blessing. You haven't opened your mouth and told what God has done for you. Back in your hands, Sister Charlotte. God bless you.
God bless you. As the instructions are going forward and the line is not being left unopened, is there anyone else that wants to jump in with their prayer?
This is Sister Lucille.
Good morning.
And I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this First Fruits prayer line. And on yesterday at church, I got a blessing and what the Lord has done for me, And I've been clean. I was on drugs real bad. I've been clean 11 years. And when the pastor was preaching yesterday,
thank you, Jesus.
the spirit just hit me and it just went all through me, and I was just thanking the Lord. I thank the Lord that I had a praying mother. She's no longer with us, but I just thank the Lord for my mom, because me and my brother both was on drugs, and my mother was a praying woman, a Christian woman, and I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank the Lord. My children, I got a daughter they told me that I would never see. And I see my daughter walking around every day. And I just thank the Lord for all his blessings. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and my children. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Saints, why don't you have to praise the Lord? The Lord thinks you've been saved and dead for 11 years, and you're going to trip that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, 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 Jesus.
11 years since you've been clean and good.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
You're going to be given back to your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look what the Lord has done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look what the Lord has done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Sister Charlotte. God bless you. God
bless you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Is there anybody else? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm trying to hold my mute button here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Mighty, 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 m faithful. And I just thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for, first of all, who he is, just being who he is. Amen. Amen. I do give honor to God and to his son, Jesus. And I thank God for Chief Ambassador Johnson and Ambassador Lady Betty and Ambassador Mother Johnson. Amen. And God bless you all the ambassadors and ambassador-elects, and each and every individual that's on the line this morning. God bless you all. Amen. I just want to testify on his faithfulness. You know, even when you're standing waiting for him to do something, you know, you're praying for something specific, but even in the midst of that, and it hadn't come to pass, he still gives you the grace to go through whatever you go through. And I just thank God for that. He is just so good. He's just so good. And I just thank God for that. I really do. That's what my praise report is, that he gives you the grace and he gives you the strength to go through it. Amen. And that's a miracle in itself. Amen. Amen. So that is my praise report. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, beautiful lady. Is there anybody else that wants to come in after her?
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praises be unto God. This is Ambassador Smith from Arkansas. Thank you. I give honor to God, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. The Bible says that he is the glory and the lifter of my head. I praise him for that. In him I live and I move and I have my being. No one had to put my clothes on this morning. I just want to tell him thank you. No one had to wake me up by way of man's technology alarm clock. I have one built in the inside of me. And because he loved me so much, he just blew his breath all the way to Arkansas and say, it's time to get And I thank God for that. And Chief Ambassador, keep doing what you're doing. Glory to God. You are on a mission. You have purpose. You have destiny from the Lord and an assignment. And my part of my other part of the praise report is we had a wonderful benefit for a former coworker. God opened up the windows and poured out blessings. Glory to God. Oh, my God. She will have to open up some rooms to put food in and everything else that she needs. God did it. And even God blessed so that all the men of God that was in the house, I assigned them much to take care of her yard for the remaining of the year. She has nothing to worry about but just keep touching the hem of his garment. And I just thank God for that, for the people that showed up all over Arkansas and out of Arkansas to bless this woman of God. And I tell you what, that is one thing I do know, that when there's a need, the people of God together and bless, bless, bless. And Chief, I have to throw in that message that you preached. And I told him about the first fruit prayer line that has Darlene Frazier on it. I told them that all it had was just one time, two times, and we believe. We don't have to tell with that, but we just believe. And I thank God for a beautiful gift of just believing what he says. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I believe that what God is going to do. That young woman came up out of that wheelchair. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She came out of the wheelchair to give God the glory and the praise for what he has done. And I thank God for that, Chief. Thank you. Keep doing it. Keep reminding. Keep doing what you're doing, because the Bible says rejoice and again. And I love that word in there when it says again. It doesn't mean do it one time. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And I'm forever grateful for everything that he has done. I know it appears like I'm rambling, but you know what? I try not to just let it willow up out of my belly, because I really want to scream. I really want to run around, glory to God, before I get into this building. Thank you, Lord Jesus, but I'm excited. I'm excited. The guard's on the post at the door waiting for me to come on in that gate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for all of you. Have a blessed day. And I love you, and I don't want you to do anything about it. And you know what, Chief? I'm saying that's my money, and I want it now. Thank you, Jesus. It's my money, and I want it now. I shared that with my daughter. I'm spending all your inheritance right now, because everything that comes to me, I'm spending it right now. Thank you, Jesus. I'm spending it, Chief. And I praise God, because it made me check myself when you gave that message. I checked myself in order to line up and receive my inheritance. And I know God's merited favor and grace drops on us all the time. I said, but Lord, I don't want to be begging you for something and asking you for something, and I'm not doing anybody else right. So I begin to look and reflect once again. Lord, do I owe anybody any money? Have I done anything to anybody? He said, no. Well, then I'm free to ask him, release my money, and I want it now. God bless all of you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. You know, let me jump in here. I want to thank you and Master Stith from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. You reminded me, I did promise the people that I would bring that message. Tomorrow is my money, and I want it now. I'm going to bring it again. I want you to get your loved ones. Go ahead.
Even in my church family, even on the first fruit family, God has been good to us. Even though when we don't think so, even though when trials and tribulations come our way, God has truly been good to us. And I just want to say thank you, God. I want to thank God for all the glory that he has done for us. I just thank God on this morning. He has did great things for us, thanks, and I'm giving God all the praises. I thank God that, you know, we stated that, everyone, it's my money and I want it now, but we use it in a different version in my family. My mom passed away, and Medicaid put a lien on my mother's house because they tried to say that they have taken care of my mother through Medicaid. And, you know, they put a lien on my mother's house, and we prayed and prayed. My sisters and I prayed and prayed, saying that belongs to us, and we want it now. And God opened doors and allowed that to take place, that we didn't have to pay a dime. God released that house to us. So I'm giving God all the praise and the honor because, you know, they wanted us. The house was paid for. My mom and dad had worked so hard for it, and she left it for all 10 kids. I mean, not one child. She left it to all 10 kids. Everybody's name was on the deed when she passed away. And then Medicaid stepped in and said they have taken care of my mother through her sickness, and they put a lien on it, and they wanted us to give up the money. They wanted us to give $250,000. So what happened was that they took and they went and did a house appraisal on my mother's house and tried to get whatever they could get. But God stepped in the mix. Oh, glory to God. I'm still giving God the praise because he stepped in and he worked it out. As of today, that house belongs to all 10 of our kids, all 10 of us, including myself. And I'm still giving God the praises. When you do the work of the Lord, he will come through. God bless you all. Keep on praying and keep on speaking. It's mine, and I want it now. Whether it's your house, your money, or whether if it's your kids that's out there, you want it right now. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day. Thank you.
God bless your Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Lord,
good morning.
Jump in behind that and just go ahead.
No, I was just saying good morning. Go ahead, Ambassador.
Oh, God bless you. Praise God. Such wonderful praises going up this morning. I tell you, I couldn't hold my peace. And it says, praises shall continually be in my mouth. Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky just giving a shout out for the Lord. And I'm thanking God because rejection is for your protection.
Jesus.
I am praising God. I was in the process of trying to purchase a church back here in August of last year, and it just so happened that the contract went on and on for several months, and another lady had broken down on the steps of the church when we went in to sign the contract for the church, and she broke down on the steps because she told the guys, the real estate guys, she said, you were supposed to sell this church to me. You told me you were going to sell me this church. And she is very, very small, and she has a lot of medical issues and look as though she might be a palsy victim and a paraplegic victim, and she has some other issues, and she's very tiny. She weighs about 65 pounds. She's about 5'3", about 3 feet, 4 inches, maybe, and she weighs about 65 pounds, but she's very tiny with a lot of issues, and she stepped in there while we had a contract cash for it. And I am thanking God to this day. The Lord said, keep moving, keep praying. I kept praying and bidded her Godspeed. We went by the church, and she was asking me for my help. She said, this has happened, that has happened. And I looked around the place, and seemed as though, since she's not able to do a lot of things, she is trying to just tear the place up for her is flooding, is so many problems coming up. And I thought, Lord God, you protected me from all of this because you knew I didn't have time to go through all these issues. I am praising God for his protection. God knows how to surround me and keep me in the hedge of his protection. I am so thankful to God this morning for his many, many blessings, many, many miracles. And now at the church, God is working things so fast. People that were blind are being prayed for, able to see. The people there have been blessed. Everybody has new vehicles. Some of the people that even had filed bankruptcy less than a year ago, have already been able to go into a new home, purchase new vehicles. God is moving by his spirit. And I thank him because he's just pouring it out upon all flesh. And I'm glorifying God. He has allowed us to say, this is my money and I want it now. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the ambassadors and the people of God. Love you, and there is nothing that can be done about it. So God bless everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Ambassador Pfeiffer?
Yes, sir.
Well, do you have time to get the prayer request today? I just wondered.
I was thanking God also for all the prayer warriors that have stepped up to the plate. Praise God. It, I can do that out of obedience.
But
they
don't do it like you, though.
They are to do so. I don't mind you. Praise God.
All right.
I can do that.
Well, thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. You know, I can tell you're growing. God bless you so much. You did a wonderful job this morning. And so many of the ambassadors-elect, they are stepping in and taking the weight off of my shoulders and off the shoulders of many who have been there. I tell you, we appreciate you so very much. Thank you, Mother Johnson taught me. Thank you. Goes a long way. And we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We do appreciate you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. You've done great work on the line here. And if you have time, I know how many times in the morning it's difficult, but if you have time, we invite you to get those prayer requests for us today.
Amen.
Be a blessing.
You want me to take them now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I didn't know if you had a few more words you wanted to share. God bless you. And it has been such a joy, I have to say. I'm on here every day, but I've just enjoyed listening to others pray and others just give their praise reports. It is such a blessing. I tell you, there is nothing like hearing how God has miracles and so
blind.
Amen. At this time, we will be taking the prayer request, and I do believe we already have one from Mother Digby.
It's Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson.
All right, honey. God bless you. Thank you for that observation. So God bless you. And if there is anyone else that has a prayer request at this time, please make it known.
Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
Okay, this is a Cerny Sing Ride area code 773.
Talk just a little louder, so talk a little louder.
Yeah, this is a Cerny Sing Ride area code 773. I am requesting a prayer for our First Lady. I don't want to give the diagnosis, but I'll just say like this. She took ill Saturday, and the prognosis is not good. So we really, really need your prayers.
All right. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Good to hear your voice, Sister Riley.
Good to hear you, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Amen. We love you. We've been missing your voice.
Yeah, I've been on, just been listening.
Amen. We don't want you missing in action any longer.
Okay.
Praise God, because it seems like when we're missing in action, we have, you know, you come back, we have so many prayer requests and whatnot, so we just miss your voice. So God bless you, and thank you for being on here today.
Thank you.
God bless you. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
I do have one, Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador, and Dr. Pfeiffer. This is Charlotte Gray again. Let me iterate on Mother Wilson's again. It was two prayer requests. One was for her nieces. They are a set of twins. I believe she said they were a set of twins. And one of them was named Kathleen. And then the mother's name was Essie. And Mother Wilson, correct me if I'm incorrect, but I think that's what she said. My prayer request, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. God bless you, sweetie.
Don't forget
my
about
prayer
me.
Request today, and Mother Wilson also, I'm sorry, is for people that have been laid off with Sprint. We need to hear a word from God, and I want to make sure that it is God, not only for myself, but for others. Have put in years of service.
And some are devastated. Some are not doing well. So I just want to put in a prayer request, not only for myself for a good job, but to hear the discernment of God on a door being open and others that have been laid off. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Amen. Praise God. Because we know everybody needs a job, needs to be working to support their families. Praise God. Thank you so much.
Dr. Pfeiffer.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ernestine Riley again. You know what? I just want to make sure that everyone is clear on that prayer request for my first lady. What they are saying is, I just want to make sure, because I know sometimes it can be misconstrued, the doctors are not saying her recovery is good. So I'll leave it like that versus the total prognosis, okay?
All right. We got that. Thank you so much for
sure. Mm-hmm.
It's clear. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else?
Sister Peters, I'm spoken.
Bless you. All right.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm from the 616 area code, and I'm asking for prayer for my medical condition, and also my son was called for a job interview, so I'm asking for prayer that God, give him the correct job. Thank you.
And your name, if you don't mind?
My name is Carrie Jackson.
Carrie. All right, Sister Carrie. God bless you. Is it Sister Carrie a missionary or what?
I am a Christian.
All right. God bless you. Praise God. All right. Anyone else?
Sister Lucille, I'm spoken.
Sister Lucille?
Yes, ma'am. I'm spoken.
God bless you. Good to hear your voice. All right. God bless you.
Mother Digby, I'm spoken.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Good morning, everyone. Area code 516. Just keep me and my two children and what God is getting ready to do in my life. Thank you. That's my prayer request. God bless you, and good morning, Ambassador Pfeiffer and everyone else on the prayer line. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. We love you. Amen. Praise God.
Love you too.
Give me a couple of more, and we will pray. We don't want to leave any.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for my mother and for a friend named Margaret.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We will begin our prayer at this time unless there's another urgent need. Anyone else?
Mother Digby, did you get mine unspoken?
I do have you, Mother Digby.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Shall we just go into prayer? Praise God. I do apologize for my voice at the time.